It's over, gang. Frankly, it was over before it ever started. As Zelensky goes into full dictator mode, indefinitely suspending all elections in Ukraine, NBC News is reporting that U.S. and European officials are calling on Zelensky to end the war, negotiate a peace, which, of course, is going to require him to give up 20% of Ukraine that's already been officially annexed into Russia. Now, at the outset, we have to ask ourselves, what on earth was all of this for? These last several months of death and destruction, what on earth was all of it for? If you don't know, several months back, Israel's former Prime Minister Naftali Bennett claimed the United States and the UK actually blocked an agreement to end the war in Ukraine. It was a peace deal that was being brokered by President Erdogan of Turkey, and Zelensky looked like he was going to go along with it. And that, according to Douglas McGregor, Colonel Douglas McGregor's analysis, that's all Putin ever wanted in all of this. He moved his troops in to force Zelensky to the bargaining table so he would officially recognize neutrality on Ukraine with regard to NATO. But that agreement was reportedly crushed by then UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson. Boris personally flew out to Kiev to meet with Zelensky to convince him to drop all negotiations with Russia and work with NATO to ultimately overthrow the Putin regime. And here we are several months later, and what happened? Russian forces only ended up taking more Ukrainian territory and have since annexed 5 Ukrainian regions as a permanent part of the Russian Federation, with Ukraine only having hundreds of thousands of dead soldiers to show for it. Ukraine's much touted counteroffensive, it was all we were hearing about for months last spring. That offensive, which was launched at the beginning of June, was an abject disaster by all accounts. The Russian front lines in Ukraine are, again, according to Colonel Douglas McGregor, the single most fortified areas on the planet. There is, and there has there's never been any way for Ukraine's already radically depleted and spent forces to break through those lines. The casualties suffered by Ukrainian forces were catastrophic. It's so bad, you may have seen this. The average age of Ukrainian soldier right now is 43. Your average Ukrainian soldier is over 40 years old. What does that tell you? Well, we got glimmers of the inevitability of this over the last few months, back in August, after it was clear that the counteroffensive had failed miserably. A NATO official openly admitted that Ukraine would most likely have to cede territory to Russian forces if they were ever going to plausibly end up joining NATO. It was a rather shocking admission made by the chief of staff for NATO General Secretary Jens Stoltenberg, saying, quote, "I think that a solution could be for Ukraine to give up territory and then get NATO membership in return." It was the saying of the quiet part out loud. He was severely reprimanded for having said it. But as it turns out, that is exactly, according to this NBC report, that is exactly what NATO officials are now saying to Zelensky. We also had a sense things weren't going so well at their last NATO meeting. You all, of course, remember that excruciatingly humiliating photo of Zelensky being visibly shut out from the NATO club, as it were. But with this latest admission by Stoltenberg's chief of staff, we can see why. It all makes sense. They were already talking about using NATO membership as a bargaining chip for an off-ramp where Zelensky would be forced to surrender 20% of Ukraine for peace. And let's just say Zelensky is not taking this very well. You're not going to believe what this guy is doing in response. But first, gang, our good friend Mike Lindell needs your help. Mike is one of the strongest patriots working tirelessly for the America First and MAGA movements in this country, and also happens to be a very close friend to this channel, as you know. From election integrity to protecting American businesses, Mike really does it all. And now, as the cabal of deep state lawyers and election machine companies are trying to take Mike down with frivolous lawsuits, he needs your support more than ever. Mike recently said he was going to fight every lawsuit until he wins and will never settle out of court with people who help rig the election. So with this in mind, I want to remind you about the incredible MyPillow deals Mike is offering with my promo code Turley. Now, if you just click on the link in my description below, you can save well over 60% on all sorts of incredible MyPillow products. Of course, Mike is offering huge savings on the new and improved MyPillow 2.0. But gang, I would also recommend hugely Mike's My Slippers, as well as his amazingly comfortable bed sheets. These are some of the comfiest slippers and sheets I've ever owned. In fact, I would use that word to describe all of MyPillow's products: comfy. Comfy to the maximum. So don't wait, gang. Support Mike as he fights for election integrity and gets some extremely comfy things to boot. It's a win-win. Don't wait. Click on that link below or go to mypillow.com/Turley right now. Zelensky appears to have gotten rather addicted to the free money he's been getting, and he's worried it's about to dry up. Here's his new offer he gave to NBC's Meet the Press over the weekend.
If you can't give us some financial support, okay, please give us a credit and we will give you back money after the war.
So now he's promising to pay the money back after he wins the war with Russia. Delusional doesn't even begin to describe it. Tim Pool said it best. I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a military intervention today. Channeling J. Wellington Wimpy from Popeye. Moreover, it's now being widely reported that Zelensky has, yes, indefinitely suspended all elections in Ukraine. That's right. You can't make this stuff up. After jailing his political opponents, banning opposition parties, remember he banned a number of political parties early on, after jailing Orthodox priests, yes, jailing Christian clergy, Zelensky did that. After doing all of that, he's now suspending presidential elections. It's just not the time right now. We're too busy fighting for democracy. It's just not the right time. Now, I have to say, I know that for a lot of you, the position I took on this Russian-Ukraine conflict early on was not the one you may have been expecting, right? It seemed right after Russia launched their SMO, the Special Military Operation, on February 24, 2022, it seemed as if the whole of the conservative media complex interpret those actions as that of a vain despot desperately trying to reassemble the glories of the old Soviet Union. And poor little Ukraine was just, democratic Ukraine was just caught in the tyrannical aspirations. We, however, on this channel interpreted this conflict very differently. We followed the lead of scholars like John Mearsheimer of the University of Chicago, George Kennan of Harvard University, the author of Containment Theory during the Soviet period, and a number of other scholars, all of whom have warned for over a decade that NATO's incessant and stubborn eastward expansion was going to erupt into a full-blown conflict with Russia. And it appears more and more to be the case that NATO knew that, and they wanted to use Ukraine as a sacrificial lamb to bring about what they thought would be the downfall of the Putin regime. And why? Because the Putin regime and his project of civilizational renewal, not just for Russia, but throughout the world, was the single biggest obstacle to globalist expansion. This has never been about Ukraine. This has always been about DC and Brussels maintaining and defending the liberal international order against its most prominent opponent, namely Vladimir Putin. That has been the consistent position of this channel since February of 2022. And I've argued for these last several months that the hopes of regime change in Russia are absolutely foolhardy and futile. And that's precisely because the liberal international order is over. A new conservative civilizational world is rising. Now, with NATO officials admitting that the Ukraine war is lost, they are, however, inadvertently admitting that they have lost that liberal world order as well. Are you ready to join the resistance? Because I'm leading a group of dedicated, courageous patriots who can lead a spearhead into the heart of the secular globalist establishment. We punish Bud Light and Target, driven CNN and the legacy media to near bankruptcy, forced BlackRock to backtrack on ESG, and now We're seeing our conservative-dominated Supreme Court ending affirmative action and protecting religious liberty. In my Insiders Club, I show you concrete steps to take locally and online that will only keep this mass uprising going until the battle is won. Don't wait. Click the link in my description below and join my Courageous Patriots Insiders Club today.